I gave a cry of triumph. "Here you are, Holmes. Here it is." Holmes took the book from my hand. "Gary Deb N," he read. 136 Little Rider Street, W. "Sorry to disappoint you, my dear Watson, but this is the man himself. That is the address upon his letter. We want another to match him." Mrs. Hudson had come in with a card upon a tray. I took it up and glanced at it. "Why, here it is," I cried in amazement. "This is a different initial. John Garrideb, Counsellor at Law, Moorville, Kansas, USA." Holmes smiled as he looked at the card. "I'm afraid you must make yet another effort, Watson," said he. "This gentleman is also in the plot already, though I certainly did not expect to see him this morning. However, he is in a position to tell us a good deal which I want to know." A moment later he was in the room. Mr. John Garrideb, Counsellor at Law, was a short, powerful man with the round flesh, clean-shaven face characteristic of so many American men of affairs. The general effect was chubby and rather childlike, so that one received the impression of quite a young man with a broad-set smile upon his face. His eyes, however, were arresting. Seldom in any human head have I seen a pair which bespoke a more intense inward life. So